cliff high above Tuluth, the 14-year-old son of Ronan MacIliac realized his nightmare had only begun. Castle Maldaban was under siege, the village was engulfed in flames, and people were darting frantically between pillars of flames and piles of the dead. Gavril watched helplessly as a small boy sped past a hut directly into the blade of a waiting McCain. He recoiled. They were only children, but children could grow up to seek vengeance, and the fanatic McCain never left seeds of hatred to take root and bear poisonous fruit. By the light of the fire engulfing the huts, he could see that the McCain severely outnumbered his people. The distinctive green and gray plaids of the hated enemy were a dozen to each MacIliac. "It's almost as though they knew we'd be vulnerable," Gavril thought. More than half the MacIliac were away in the north attending a wedding. Gavril despised being 14. Although he was tall and broad for his age, with shoulders that hinted at exceptional strength to come, he knew he was no match for the burly McCain. They were warriors with powerfully developed, mature bodies, driven by obsessive hatred. They trained ceaselessly, existing solely to pillage and kill. Gavril would be no more significant than a tenacious pup yapping at a bear. He could plunge into the battle below, but he would die as inconsequentially as the boy had moments before. If he had to die tonight, he swore he would make it